to thank you for joining us today as we continue this month looking to our theme of thanking God. Today we specifically want to realize together that we need to be thanking God simply for creating us. I wonder the last time that you really stopped to thank God and appreciate the fact that He created us. He created us as human beings, and He affords us with all the opportunities that this life has to offer. He affords us with the opportunity to live on this beautiful earth that He has provided to us. He has provided us with the opportunity to have families and friends and loved ones. And ultimately, my friend, we have the opportunity to live with Him for all of eternity because He first created us. Notice those familiar words there in Genesis chapter 1, beginning in verse 26, where He says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over all cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him. Male and female He created them. God created male and female. And of course we know that from them the earth was populated and we subdue all things because God has given us this life and the authority to do these things. He has placed within each of us, as we are made in His image, an everlasting or eternal soul. We have the opportunity not only to live here as His creation, but to live in heaven for eternity with Him because He created us. And as His creation, we know that He loves us, that He cares for us, that He wants nothing ill to happen to us. I'm reminded of the words of Paul to the men of Athens in Acts chapter 17. You remember what he said to these people there beginning in verse 26? He says, "And He, that is God, has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord, in the hope that they might grope for Him and find Him, though He is not far from each one of us. For in Him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we also are His," what? "His offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God," Paul says, "we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising." He starts off and he says that we were all created from one blood. Not one is better than another, but we are created by God. And he goes on to say that we are His offspring. My wife Julie and I have a son, and he is our offspring. And we love and we care for him so deeply. But my friends, think of you as the offspring of God, as His creation, and what that affords to you. Have you stopped to thank God lately for creating you and giving the life that you have? We need to be those who are willing to take a step back and to truly thank God for creating us.